Zachary stared at Gordon Drake. He scrambled to his feet. Gordon? What are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Gordon stared at him and gave a slight head shake.
My name is on the doors.
Drake Chase Gould. Gordon Drake. Zachary was still flabbergasted. He stood there staring at Gordon, Bridget's new partner, the man who had replaced Zachary in her life. He opened and closed his mouth like a fish. With everyone calling the company Chase Gold as a joke, he hadn't even focused on the Drake. He didn't know a lot of Drakes. In fact, he only knew one Drake, Gordon Drake. Gordon pushed the door open the rest of the way and stepped in. Zachary tensed as the man came toward him, ready for an explosion, ready for a fist swung straight for his nose. He didn't know what Gordon would think of him being there. He might not be too happy about it. But Gordon thrust out his hand instead, open, reaching to shake Zachary's. Zachary gave it to him mechanically, not understanding what was going on.
Good to see you, Zachary. You're looking a lot better.
The last time he'd seen Zachary was when Zachary was leaving the hospital after psychiatric admission. Not the best time for him. Better than he had been before this day, on his way to better health, but still a bit wobbly on his new legs. And before that, Gordon had probably seen him on TV after his encounter with Teddy, both eyes blackened, his body beaten and degraded. And before that was when Zachary had gone to see Bridget at the hospital, at which time she had told him, "Thank you very much for helping him to catch her kidnapper," and to make it clear that she never wanted to see him again. As Kenzie had warned him, Bridget had brought Zachary back into her life only to use him and then to throw him away again. Gordon pumped his hand. "So to what do we owe the pleasure of your company here today?" Zachary swallowed. He had intended to visit Lauren's office covertly, to talk to her friends and co-workers on the quiet before the management could figure out what was going on. He hadn't counted on one of the owners of the company knowing him on sight. Zachary slowly pulled his hand out of Gordon's grip, nodding and clearing his throat. "Well, I'm investigating Lauren Barclay's death." Gordon didn't freeze or go pale, nothing to indicate any guilt or complicity in Lauren's death. He nodded gravely and patted Zachary on the side of the shoulder, as if to comfort a fellow mourner. Lauren Barclay. So tragic. It was such a shock for all of us here. Wasn't it, Mandy? Mandy nodded. Yes, that's what I told Mr. Goldman. I just couldn't believe it. Lauren's death has left a great hole in our company, Gordon said. And his prose didn't sound at all fake or insincere. We are all going to miss her smiling face and can-do attitude. There were a few seconds of silence. Zachary wasn't sure what to say about the investigation or Lauren's death. He licked his lips uncertainly. You feel free to talk to whoever you need to, Gordon told him without prompting. I know you'll be discreet and won't upset people. Unfortunately, there's a lot of work that must be done, so we must all go on, even in Lauren's absence. And her work will have to be divided up among the other interns. He raised his brows at Mandy in good humor. Like you don't already have enough. Mandy gave a little laugh. I'm sure we can handle Lauren's work between us, sir. There's a lot to do, but we'll take up the slack, sir. Good girl, he said approvingly. And such praise from Gordon never came across as patronizing. Zachary himself had felt warm and appreciated when Gordon had told him good man in the past. Mandy smiled and looked a little embarrassed. I appreciate you letting me talk to people, Zachary said. I really didn't even realize this was your company or I would have come to you first. Gordon laughed. Somehow people always seem to leave my name out. I'm never sure quite what to think of the habit. I can assure you that I'm by no means a silent partner. If you need anything, you feel free to come to me. I'll help you out any way I can in order to put this matter of Lauren's death to rest. Such a lovely young lady. Very smart and a hard worker. I'm impressed that you knew her so well when she was just an intern. Just an intern? They're the lifeblood of this company. We couldn't do anything without all the hard work they put into it. It's too bad that we can't hire them all after their initial term is up. Unfortunately, it is a very competitive business, and if we're going to continue to forge ahead as we have been, we need to be a little bit hard-nosed about it, recognize the reality of the situation. I know every employee in this company, right down to part-time file clerks. I'm a hands-on leader, no sitting behind a desk drinking my tea and letting everyone else do the work. I'm out there like everyone else, closing the deals.
Well, very good. I'll let you know if there's anything I need from you. You might be able to give me a little bit of background, the corporate culture, your philosophy here at Drake Chase Gould. If you can think about anything about Lauren or her work here that you think I should know about, come by my office when you're done. Say, Gordon looked at his watch, 5 o'clock? Maybe you won't be here that late. I need to leave at 6 for dinner with a very important woman you and I both know, but any time before then. If I'm not in my office, my assistant will be able to track me down. When Gordon left, Zachary turned his attention back to Mandy, trying to determine his best course of action. I'd like to meet with the other interns that worked with you and Lauren, he said slowly. It would be best if I could meet with them one-on-one, I guess. There's no need to take everyone away from their work at the same time or to disrupt things with a big meeting. People will find it easier to talk about things, one at a time, I think. Mandy shrugged and looked out through the glass wall. I should be getting back to work. I don't like to lose too much time, especially when we're going to be expected to absorb Lauren's work. She sighed. If it's too much, you should have told Gordon that, shouldn't you? He doesn't have any way of knowing how much of a burden it is if you don't tell him. Her eyes widened. I would never tell Mr. Drake no. He's a reasonable man. He wouldn't fire you for saying you had too much on your plate. Maybe not, but one of the VPs or managers might once word got around. I don't want to put my job in jeopardy. But you need to protect your health, too. If you put yourself in hospital or end up on long-term disability, you're not going to achieve your goals either. I'm not going to end up in hospital. She stood and drew herself up as tall as possible. It's been nice to meet you, Mr. Goldman. I guess you have to investigate and ask all of these questions if it's your job. But you're not going to find anything out. Lauren just had an accident. It wasn't anything to do with anyone here at the office. She was at home, alone. That's what happened. He nodded and shook her hand in thanks. Would you have one of the other interns come and see me? She looked like she would say no, but looking in the direction Gordon had gone, she nodded grudgingly. Yeah, sure. I appreciate it.